Hey, this is Cutie and Lavender, finally getting around to recording my AMA. I'm pretty surprised I got picked to do it. I mean, I know I signed up to have to be featured to get an AMA, so I just wasn't expecting to be picked, but here we are, finally getting to your questions. I'm surprised people actually asked me questions, but here we go. I took screenshots and saved them. Damn it, I know I have freaking phone always has to interrupt me like, oh, you need more storage. Okay, first question comes from Bingo Bango Bongo Jungle. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? Flight. Definitely flight. You know how many times I'm late somewhere and I'm like, damn, I wish I could just like float or fly all the way where it needs to be? That would save me so much time. I want to be high up with the birds and, you know, just be up there. I feel like flight is fun. Yeah, I know a lot of people, the common thing is like, oh, would you rather have flight or telekinesis or like invisibility? Usually invisibility. And I'm just like, screw that. Flight. Flight would be my one superpower. Derailed Audios asks, what's a movie you can never get bored of? And if you had to pick someone to play you in a movie of your life, who would it be? A movie I can never get bored of, I can't really answer that. I can answer what documentary. I've been really obsessed with Paris is Burning recently. I could watch that. I've watched that like 3 times now. I could never get tired of it. It's very interesting. Very significant to me as somebody who's part of the LGBT community. I think it's great. It's historical. There's historical merit. It's awesome. I am in love with it, and especially since, you know, just about to give some information away. Sorry. Especially since, you know, the community, and I'm interested in voguing as well. So it's very interesting to see the roots and like the culture and the city life and all that. And if I had to pick someone to play me in a movie, who would I want? Meryl Streep. I don't know. Either Meryl Streep, because she can do no wrong. Or, Jesus. I've always liked Emily Browning, but we don't really look alike. I'm trying to think who would look similar to me. I would want someone to look similar to me, because I think it's really ridiculous when you have a movie that's like a biopic, but I always say biopic, but biopic. And then the people never look the same. They never look like... Like, one time I was watching a thing about Columbine, and I swear one of the actors was, like, Mexican or something. Like, he was definitely not white, I could tell you that. And, like, I'm supposed to believe that he's Dylan Klebold. Like, fuck out of here. Like, that's... I don't know. If to somebody to pay me, either Meryl Streep or who's out right now? Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, because she's pretty cool. I would trust Lady Gaga to play me. Definitely not bats. I don't believe you. Says, alrighty, I'll throw in a couple. How long do you think you could last in solitary confinement? What's the funniest thing you believed as a kid? And do you sing in the shower? If so, what's your favorite shower singing song? How long I could last in solitary confinement? I've been in psych wards before. Actually, hold up. One of the last times I got hospitalized for depression / suicide attempt, I was thrown in a holding cell by myself, isolated. The walls were all blue. The corners were all rounded. There was no sharp edges. And there was a mirror on the ceiling. And that was like the worst shit ever. I had to stay there for the night. I was there for like a total of like one full day. I hated it so much. It was so creepy. I was just hearing stuff going on outside, but I wasn't about to venture out. I'd say probably a day or two. It's just not something I'd like to be in. What's the funniest thing you believed in as a kid? I think one time a family friend was telling me about the story of how Halloween was made. Just a bit of a background, my family is super religious, and I grew up in a house of religion, and Halloween was just something that was not acceptable, it was not accepted, and I always had to treat it like a secret, like me going trick-or-treating with some other family members. And a friend of the family, one time I told her, like, oh, I'm gonna dress up as Minnie Mouse this year, and she got such a serious face, and she sat me down, and she was like, Cutie and Lavender, I don't know how to tell you this, but we need to have a serious talk about Halloween. And she fearmongers, and she tells me some story about how Halloween was invented in Jerusalem back in the day because people dressed up in masks and crap and wanted to scare the devil. And they go to scare the devil, and the devil was like, no, you, I'm gonna scare you. And they run crying to Jesus, and they're like, Jesus, he's scaring us, do something. And Jesus declared, lo and behold, do not do this anymore. I will cast away the devil, but you can never, ever celebrate Halloween. And I believed it, and I was freaking out. A lot of this religious stuff I believed. There was like some play that they do every year, some traveling shit. It's like a bunch of like scenarios of people dying, and if they believe in heaven, if they believe in God, they go to heaven, but if not, they go to hell. And they would play like scary ass rock music, and like the lights would flash, red fog comes up, and the devil looks like Darth Maul. I think that's the guy who looks like Satan from Star Wars. That's who it was, and that freaked me out. I thought that was the devil. Like, they had us meet the cast after, and I saw the guy playing the devil. I fucking cried, and I threw a tantrum. I could not bear to be anywhere near him. And do I sing in the shower? Yes, I do, actually. Recently, I've been singing Love Hangover, which is a very sensual but disco song from Diana Ross. If not that, I'm singing Selena. Old Selena songs from the 90s. J.M. Delphi asks, what would you wear when you go to bed? Do you have a bucket list? If so, what's your top three things on it? What foods can you absolutely not stand? And would you eat a bowl of furry caterpillars for 100,000? How much would it take? What do I wear when I go to bed? Fuzzy PJ pants that are oversized, and a Cheech and Chong oversized t-shirt that I thrifted. Do I have a bucket list? If so, what's the top three things? Definitely some of them are sexual. Exhibitionism is something. Public sex. So sexual, it's really hard to narrow it down. I'd say exhibitionism is probably number one. Number two is go to France. And three would probably be become an artist, like a full-fledged, or no, that's not really a bucket list thing. I'd say bucket list thing would be bucket lists are usually like traveling to places or like doing something exotic. What could be on my bucket list? I guess trying exotic foods I've never tried before. I would love to taste shark fin soup, or perhaps scorpions. I don't know. What foods can you absolutely not stand? Licorice. Black licorice. I absolutely cannot do that. Disgusting. I don't do beets. I don't do that. Platanos. It depends on how you cook it. I like soft platanos. I don't like the hard crispy chips. I'm not into that. Would you eat a bowl of furry caterpillars for 100,000? How much would it take? Now, if they're small, I will eat those for like 50,000. If they're huge, 100,000. Melt My Happiness asks, you can travel anywhere in the world. Where are you going and why? Paris. I am a Francophile, guilty as charged. I'm also a Japanophile, actually. Either one of those places I would love to go. France, I love the culture, I love the history of art, like the food, they just come off as so cool. Like, we romanticize the French so much, they're probably not as cool as we think, probably just normal human beings like us, but there's such a stigma around them, like in film and the media. So I would love to go there. I would love to see the Eiffel Tower. My favorite musicians are from France, like Justice. In terms of Japan, I would love to go to Tokyo and like see all the culture there and like visit Harajuku. Like the cool like street Harajuku, like Ganguro. If like that's a thing still anymore, Ganguro, I would love to see stuff like that. And what's it called? Decora, like stuff like that, that I think that'd be really cool to see. Lavender as a flavor in food, yay or nay? I don't think I've ever had a lavender flower in food or anything like that. It smells pretty nice. I'd imagine that it probably tastes pretty good too. So I guess, is my answer. Who is your celebrity pass when you're in a relationship? I don't know if I understand that. Celebrity pass. Does that mean celebrities I like, but I'm not gonna like because I'm in a relationship? I don't know. I think that's pretty hard to answer. When I have a crush on someone, I'm not fully committed to them. I still think of other people. It's actually been a while since I've had a crush, honestly. But right now, I'm in a friends with benefits situation with somebody. We fuck and then hang out. And I still find myself interested to other people. I mean, I'm still dealing with, I'm dealing with a sort of crush right now on somebody that I know, and, but that crush still lives along a crush I used to have on this guy that I'm seeing, so there's that. Penny for your tot bod. Would you punch a horse in the face for 10,000? Be honest. Yeah, I would. Honestly, I mean, I would be afraid of breaking my hand because horses are pretty strong and I'm a very weak puncher, but yeah, I would do it. What's your favorite ice cream and why is it lavender? I don't think lavender ice cream has been invented yet. Maybe it is and I'm just ignorant, but my favorite ice cream flavor is actually chocolate chip cookie dough. If you could only smell like lavender for the rest of your life, would you be satisfied or horrified? I'd be satisfied. Lavender smells pretty nice. I used to work at Lush, and what we were trained is that lavender is very calming, very soothing, very nice for when you're trying to go to sleep. And it's also a natural toner. I think it was something like that. So I'd be pretty happy with it. And finally, deleted asks, what's more important, your family or your partner significant other? Certain people, my family, yeah. There's more people I don't like in my family than people actually do. So a handful of people in my family, otherwise, yeah, my partner. Do you think Valentine's Day is overrated? Sort of. I mean, I've never had a partner for Valentine's Day. I don't hate it. I love the color pink. I love red. I love hearts. Hearts are my favorite symbols and designs. I think it's a really cute holiday. I mean, I don't get wrapped up in like, oh, I gotta get this $100 gift from my partner. Oh my god, they're gonna freak out if I don't get it for them. I don't stress out over it. I don't think it's overrated in that sense. It is overrated. It's overrated in how much emphasis people put in it, how much meaning people put into it. But otherwise, I think it's a cute holiday. I don't mind it. When you are dating someone, do you believe in going on breaks? Yeah, I do. It's healthy to take breaks. See, here's the thing, and I'm about to go on a rant about marriages and relationships and that. I think relationships are stupid, romantically. I don't get them. And I especially don't get marriage, because how can you honestly say that you are committed to somebody, that you are never gonna cheat, that you're never gonna have feelings for anybody else? We have, like, this media, big-budget Hollywood idea of, like, oh, I knew from the second I saw her or I saw him, they were the one, and we've been married for 1,200 years or some shit. I don't believe in that. I don't buy into that. I have crushes on people, and then I crush on somebody else mid-crush. I have crushes on multiple people. I'm fucking this guy, but I still have the desire to fuck other people. And that's allowed. That's the way we have our partnership or whatever this is arranged. So I don't believe in that. I believe you can take breaks with people. I think it's possible for, like, hey, we're dating, we're taking it too fast right now, we should take a break. Or, I'm not really satisfied with this current aspect of our relationship, we should see other people for a while just to see, just to clarify if this relationship is something that's serious and that we want to pursue it. Anyways, if people could read your mind, what would they usually hear? Sex. Sex is on my mind 24/7. Paranoia and doubt over my relationship with certain friends that are dwindling. Food, and specifically sugar, because I've been on a huge sugar kick recently. And my dreams of becoming famous, becoming a I don't want to say celebrity, but like somebody who's like notable, somebody who would have their own Wikipedia page, somebody who's like known for art or acting, whatever it is. Acting is something I've been sort of interested in recently. Just for something. It's like what Dorian Corey says in Paris is Burning. Like, everybody wants to leave some sort of impression in this world. And that's very true. I don't know what I want to do, but I do want to leave some sort of mark on this world. I don't want to feel like I'm living... I don't want to feel like I did nothing with my life. And that's not to say your whole purpose in life is to... be like a star or something. It's just, for me personally, I would love to be semi-famous. Not famous enough that I have stalkers and that I have TMZ following me around, but notable enough that certain niche communities would like recognize me. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. If someone wanted to really understand, what should they read, watch, or listen to? Oh, to get to know me. Music wise, you are going to have to listen to electronic and vaporwave, and also 80s pop and 70s disco. You know, like, I'm really weird in that sense. I like Diana Ross, I like Breakbop, Justice, I like Daft Punk, I like Donna Summers, I like Michael Jackson, Madonna, I like 80s hair bands like you know, Motley Crue, Twisted Sister and all that, Van Halen, Nirvana, like a bunch of stuff mixed together in a blender. Read fan fiction for one, and erotica, and watch I guess Adult Swim and like old Cartoon Network cartoons from like the early 2000s, you know, shit that I grew up on. Fantasy, sci-fi movies, horror movies that are actually horror and not, ooh, jump scare, shroop, you know, every 5 seconds, like actual horror, like there's a plot line, there's a story going on, like classic movies like The Thing, The Fly, The Shining, all that old stuff that's, I find pretty cool. I'm a mixed bag, honestly. Like, I have so much stuff that makes me up. I'm also really into animation, so you're gonna have to watch stuff like Steven Universe and stuff that's really like animation heavy. Like, you really need to know about animation, music, and like classic film to get me. And would you put your thing in my thing? Asks Deleted. I mean, I don't have a dick, if that's what you're asking. I wish I did sometimes. My thing would be a pussy in a pussy or dick or whatever, or your ass, whatever it is. I don't fucking know. So that is it. Those are all my questions. Some very interesting ones, very thought-provoking. But I hope you enjoy this audio. I have some ideas in mind of what I'd like to do next time on my audios. I'm thinking of another Futanari thing. I just have to write up the script, or maybe I'll write up a script and have other people record it. And I also want to do a surprise butt sex one, and like unwanted anal cream pie, which is a very specific thing, but that's what I want to do. So, until next time, this is Cutie and Lavender signing off.